You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The Alabama legislature is poised to further restrict absentee voting, claiming it is protecting elections from ballot harvesting. Democracy advocates point to little evidence of abuse and claim it's another round of voter suppression of vulnerable citizens. SB 1 now needs only a concurrence by the state Senate to be sent to Governor Kate Ivey. The bill is part of a nationwide assault on absentee and mail-in voting, sparked by baseless allegations of widespread voter fraud by former President Donald Trump and his allies. SB 1 makes it a felony for some types of assistance, including for a non-family member to assist with or drop off an absentee ballot application. Quote, "It shall be unlawful for an individual to submit a completed absentee ballot application to the absentee election manager other than his or her own application," unquote. Such rules would prevent neighbors, churches, and others from assisting the elderly, disabled, and unhoused with the return of ballots or ballot applications. The Alabama Reflector reports that the bill's Republican champion in the House, Jamie Keel, did not offer any evidence of ballot harvesting activity in the state. And in the last 24 years, there have been only 16 convictions for absentee ballot fraud. In the 2020 election alone, over 2.3 million Alabama voters cast ballots, 13% of them by absentee. We have more on the bill at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.